Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Are you familiar with this at all? I didn't really watch the show.
I didn't get into it. I just missed it by a couple of years.
Although I loved Katie Holmes. Like back then, Katie Holmes was...
Until she got with Tom Cruise. And
well, whatever. I mean, I'm still... She was in Batman, though, years later.
Yeah, after that,
she was great.
She always had, like, a sore on her lip. It was just kind of...
Really?
I never noticed
Katie Holmes?
Yeah, I'm positive. Either way,
I gotta do some research now.
So, but
research, stay away.
You know, Dawson, whatever, couldn't make it. James Vanderbeek, right? He couldn't make it because
he was a star, right?
Yeah, he's very sick. He has like colon cancer.
I saw that.
Dude,
and I did see
now
that.
My issue is that, and God bless him, and he seems to be doing okay, but I guess not okay enough to where he could attend it. But then I start reading about it and I'm like, man, you know, because I've been a little backed up here lately. Just be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, like I'm changing my diet. I'm trying to lose some weight. And then I'm eating protein bars. And then I read about him saying like, hey, don't ignore these warning signs. And now I start to think like, maybe I got to go get checked. Yeah, dude, he's a young guy.
He is pretty young. And this was he 30, 40?
35, 40? I'm not sure. He's got to be in his 40s.
48.
48?
Oh, wow. Dude, he's basically our age. Not that young.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Well, more closer to me. But yes, he's...
You just turned 46 the other day, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm four years older than him.
But they say you got to go for a colonoscopy after 45?
They moved it up. I think it used to be 45 or 50. They moved it up to 40 a couple of years
ago. See, this is what I'm saying, and I've never gone before.
Oh, I want. Yeah, no, you got to go.
And being that I'm having some issues a little bit.
Go for it.
I know, but like...
No buts. Just go. Nobody wants to hear it. Just go, dude.
I know, but I've been worried about this. And I started reading this article yesterday during the show. I didn't tell you. I didn't want to bring it up to anybody, but it took me out of it a little bit. If you guys listen and you notice, maybe I was out of it for a segment or two. I was kind of like, uh-oh, I may have some issues here. I will admit I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac, but...
You get that from your mom, don't you? My mom's a little bit like that. My mom worries about a lot, and I get that a little bit, but... Just listen.
It's like everywhere you turn, you read something bad, you see something bad.
That's true.
Hey, if you or a loved one has this or that, and I'm like, and people around me, unfortunately, dropping like flies. Like, it's life. It happens. But now,
think about when we were young, like watching an NFL game. They would have these commercials for like medicine, whether it's heart, blood pressure. You didn't even pay attention. Now you're like, I might be on that in a couple of years. I know. As long as we don't need the blue pill.
Another uplifting segment on BT and Sal. Hey, before we get to the phones here, I don't know if you noticed this the other night. I had it on my list to bring up, and I forgot to yesterday. Coney during the Yankee game. So this was not last night, two nights ago.
Okay.
They started talking about something. I don't know how they... Oh, no, I do know how they got on it. It was the ESPN game when Coney was doing the game with the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And Nimmo was using the sledgehammer in the on-deck circle.
Yeah, I've seen him do it, yeah.
And Cone started talking about how... Oh, yeah, it reminds me of, like, was it Rocky III or Rocky IV when Rocky was training in Russia? He didn't know.
Oh, you can't mess up the ride. But, that's a layup right there.
I'll give Coney a pass if he got, like, let's say Rocky II and III confused, even though...
No, that's not even... No, Mr. T, everybody knows Rocky, Hulk Hogan, right. Thunder Lips. Come on.
But don't you think it's more excusable to maybe confuse Rocky II or III? Like, to me...
No, I don't.
There is no confusing Rocky IV. Like, Rocky IV was a standalone. It is very clear. Yeah. Rocky, Drago. Like
Apollo dies.
I've never met anybody in my life that has ever said, Was that Rocky III or Rocky IV where Rocky went to Russia? Like,
and if that is said, we don't have a lot in common. I'm not going to stick around much longer for the conversation. You have to know the answer to that.
Your boy Coney got David.
Oh, Coney, yeah. Well,
he got confused. I thought your boys were Coney.
Well, I mean, I saw him at a barbecue a couple. I like him. I know him a little bit. On our show? Coney. Coney's great.
Have we? Hoff, maybe you get him on to clear this up here. Like, how do you...
Wait, you want me to text him and berate him? I mean,
yes, I do. Well, I have his text, I think, too. Maybe Hopkins should start again. I just really want to know how anybody could go through life having seen the Rockies, okay, but confusing Rocky IV with any other Rocky.
I'm going to give you a theory. Maybe he's not a simpleton like you. Maybe he likes to go to museums
and
likes to read literature.
Yeah,
maybe,
David
Cone. Maybe he likes other things. I don't know.
I mean, do I need to bring up some of the David Cone stuff? Is David Cone going to museums?
You can still have eclectic interest and do some of those things in a bullpen.
I mean, come on. He messed that up. I was shocked.
That's Cone, a bad miss.
Of all the broadcasters in this town,
Yeah.
I know it was a national game, ESPN, but Coney might be the last that I would think would get Rocky.
Okay, well, let's go through it. Hold on a sec. Keith, I could see Keith messing that up for sure. I could see Gary Cohen having no clue. I could see Ron Darling having more of a clue, but not necessarily nailing that. I would think that Paul O'Neill would nail that because he's a workout freak. He's of the age. I think O'Neill would be able to spit out very quickly and differentiate between the Rockies. I would have also said to your
Coney,
point
yeah.
that Coney would have been very high on that list. So, I mean, I'm a little disappointed, but the guy was also working. Maybe his brain got confused for it happens.
Frank is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Frank? Frank?
Frankie.
Yeah, turn the radio down.
Yeah. Frank.
What's up?
I just wanted to say to Sal, I've had about a dozen colonoscopies since I...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
A dozen. What, do you like them?
And? Okay. And unfortunately, okay, well, thank you, Frank, for letting all of us know.
Did you survive the 12 colonoscopies?
Survive the phone call. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what was the point?
I don't know if you
point?
Need 12 of them.
Do you have any insight into what he was actually going
to
say?
He just wanted to rip you and tell you to have you call your father-in-law like you did when you needed to fix a spare tire.
Oh, no, I called Jerry.
Didn't you call your wife to fix the tire?
Yeah, well, no, Jerry, and then, yes, I had to call my wife. My father-in-law has unfortunately passed away, so,
well,
I mean...
That wouldn't work.
Yeah,
did
no,
you get a colonoscopy?
That wouldn't work. No, not from that. No, but, yeah, I called my wife. That was one of the days I had to fill in the morning show years ago. Flat tire on the LIE at 4:30 in the morning. I called my pregnant wife. You got to come drop the car off, sit here with this one, and wait until they come get it.
She's probably saying, what a winner I married.
Her and my mother.
I got the golden ticket.
She's the LIE. Pitch black out, 4:30 in the morning. I got to go. I'm sorry. They're waiting.
How many months pregnant? Like, not deep into
definitely
it.
Definitely showing. No. It was.
Well, listen, I do appreciate the hustle because this was how many years ago? So Sammy's
2021.
Four, so this, is, okay.
This was probably February of 2021.
You're doing overnights at this point? You're clawing your way back into the mainstream.
I think I was still part-time. Yes, I was still part-time overnight.
I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
You know, listen, you get a chance to jump in on the morning show. You got to do what you got to do.
I don't care. Like, this guy, I got to get there. This car, I don't care about. Somebody's got to sit with the car, and I got to get the hell out of here. So they had to come bring me another car, which I could use, and then they had to sit there and wait on the side.
I'm just wondering why he's had 12 colonoscopies. Now, if God forbid, if he had colon cancer,
well,
that's it.
Well, if you do have the history of it.
Well, then you're going to go every year. So I'm going to assume that that's it. But if there
or
is no history.
Or at least every 2 years,
Or no detection, that's a lot of colonoscopies.
Yeah. And look, I may have to go, and then you're going to have to host one of these shows by yourself in the coming weeks. Like, that's the other thing. I can't really take off. It's football season. It's baseball playoffs. Like, colonoscopy might have to wait.
Well, the worst is, too, you're going to be stuck in traffic. You got to drink that stuff. Like, that's, you know how it works.
Now, I know, but I would be looking forward for an evacuation myself. Richard's calling from Mount Vernon. What's up, Richard?
Yes, BT.
Yeah.
BT, you got to take an L. Because you say hold on. You say you're a Yankees fan, but you say you never saw a play like that before when the guy fell in the stand.
Okay.
Watch the first game of the World Series last year. It happened in the ninth inning.
Yeah, when the two guys got booted from the stadium forever.
No, I'm not talking the first game of the World Series. When Verdugo fell in the stand, they moved the runners up.
Yeah.
I don't remember
that one off the top of my head, Richard. Yeah. And thank you for the call. But it has happened plenty of times before where I remember either the ball going to the dugout, whatever it may be, and they get an extra base if the ball goes out of play. So that has been a thing for a while. I mean, I can't reference the ones that I remember off the top of my head. But
I remember the Verdugo. I don't remember anything other than Verdugo doing that. And until he brought it up, I actually had forgotten about Verdugo.
You know what I remember from the World Series from last year? I remember Freddie Freeman off of Cortez.
Okay, and
I remember the Cole,
what, the play with Jazz and Volpe at shortstop?
Yeah, the fifth inning there. I mean, that's
not covering the base and Rizzo in space and saying, Judge with the pop-up.
Those
what
are the two things that stand out to you. You remember the Volpe Grand Slam? In my mind,
that was awesome.
The Freeman Cortez, cool. I remember. And then I remember the fifth inning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.